Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is, where have we been? Where did it come from? Where did it go? Where have we been? Cotton Eye Joe.
Did you know that song's about doing cocaine?
No.
I saw this on TikTok. It might be a complete lie. This is where I learn all of my facts.
Okay. You should do more research, I feel.
Like, I feel like when I watch TikTok, I'm like sifting through a scientific journal.
That you should not you should not interact with any app like that.
I'm also on the side of TikTok where like giants are real and like the mountains are made of old giant bodies.
Scientific research. Exactly. Sifting through like an archaeologist. You okay. Honestly are really concerning a lot of the time.
I am.
Yeah,
especially when I'm like in a hole, which I've been this year so far.
Yes.
Because I have nothing but time to learn about dead giants.
Yeah. Is this your flat earth era?
I think it might be. I think 2024 might be my conspiracy theory, yeah. Reddit deep dive era.
Is the earth flat in giant land?
Actually, that's a good point. I think if you're arguing that the mountains are dead giants, then the earth would be completely flat if it weren't for the giant corpses. So we're off to a great start.
Yeah. Tell me about Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe. Well, I don't actually remember. Why. You're acting like I retain information.
Right.
I just remember hearing that song. If you look at the lyrics, it's very clearly about like finding cocaine.
Like you lost your cocaine.
Yes. Cotton, you know what? I'm pulling up the lyrics. Okay. We're gonna deep dive this.
Which is funny because I think I've done cocaine to Cotton Eye Joe.
You definitely have, honestly.
I was like, just kidding. Don't do drugs, kids. Stay safe. Buy Narcan.
This, you know what? This has nothing to do with what we were going to talk about today, but this is...
Really? Important. It doesn't? I thought that this was exactly what we were talking about.
Okay. Cotton Eye Joe lyrics. Okay.
Okay. Walk me through this.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe,
cocaine,
I'd been married a long time ago.
So this person is saying that they might have had a stable relationship.
Yes.
If not for their cocaine addiction.
Exactly.
Okay.
The Cotton Eye Joe, they're speaking about Cotton Eye Joe. He brought disaster wherever he went.
Cocaine.
The hearts of girls was to hell broken sent. They all ran away, so nobody who knew, and left only men because of Cotton Eye Joe. Like, what the fuck are they talking about?
This is clearly that somebody has done a lot of cocaine and realized that they are potentially a homosexual. This honestly, is a gay awakening.
This is gay representation.
This is a cocaine-fueled gay awakening. That's what Cotton Eye Joe is about.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Okay, also... Are we recording? Does that mean that we're recording or not?
I don't know.
I'm so scared. Depressed.
It says 3:11, so it's
I think that means we're recording.
Counting up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, we're recording. I'm not going to touch anything.
Okay, let's get into that. So where have we been? First of all, we're in a new studio. We have a new studio space. We've rented a studio space.
A very high-end.
High-end.
So many producers behind the screen.
Exactly.
Here.
There is not a pile of junk behind me that you can't see out of frame. That's a lie. If somebody says that, don't believe them.
Liar.
We have changed our setups. We're now in Brianne's apartment.
Yeah.
She's trying to streamline her technological life.
Yes.
And this is part of it. We did record episodes that we've been gone for like 2 months at this point.
Okay. We need to take a jump back. The reason I'm trying to streamline the technological side of my life is because the universe has been fucking screaming at us, beating the shit out of us.
Yeah.
To do that.
Yeah.
Because
CSI, blunt force trauma.
The fact that, no joke, over the last 2 months, Sean and I have actively recorded, like, did we take breaks? Yes.
Yes.
But have we actively recorded, like, 4 episodes that never saw the light of day?
Yes.
Yes. Because they were so fucked up when we went back to try and edit them that there was no fucking way.
Yeah, the alien noise. So we recorded 2 episodes. The alien noises took over. Aliens are real. Giants are real. The earth is flat. Mm-hmm. Then I went to Mexico. It was Christmas time.
I also went to Mexico.
This is about me.
Okay, this is your moment.
Both of us went to Mexico.
Yeah.
Then we set a date to record. Brie got the flu. It's just been an uphill battle.
It's been actually wild.
Yeah.
And
people think we're lazy, and we yeah. are, but mm-hmm. I would say only 50% of this is our fault.
That's true.
Right?
I think it's hard enough around the holidays, and then the fact that we were actively making time to record, and then those recordings weren't working.
Yeah.
It's also like very hard to stay motivated when every time you actually like do it, you get fucked.
Yeah.
So anyways,
I was getting railed raw by work.
Yeah,
I was working over the holidays.
It was crazy. It for was. You.
It's just been a hard time. So
you've also been miserable.
Well, that's how long. That's like 220 episodes of that. That has not changed.
That's true.
Yeah,
but I do have an important note with that, and that is that two of the episodes, if you want to listen to them / watch them, they are available on Patreon. Two full-length episodes that were supposed to be out in the world, they're on Patreon with just the camera audio, not the...
Yes, I would not say... I would not emphasize listen to them, but you can watch them. Yeah, you can watch them. The audio quality is probably not
great. It's like watching old school YouTube before people had fancy mics and
shit. So bad.
So it's terrible.
Yeah.
But if you want to pay to watch, there are two full-length episodes out there. Yeah,
so that brings us to current day, and here we are in our new studio space.
It's amazing.
We have a new setup. We're trying new things. We're being bold, being brave, being mm-hmm. gay. 2024.
If you are a patron, you can see that I have a screen behind me that's blue, and I'm very excited about it.
I will say, I think as your podcast partner, mm-hmm. I am deeply, incredibly offended that there wasn't a secondary roll down that was the hex color of our yellow. But we can work that out.
Yeah. You know what? That makes sense. Oh, we have to show this too.
Oh, yeah.
This is so incredible.
Does that...
A gay bird? What? Are you okay? Are you okay? What happened to you?
I almost asked you the stupidest question I've ever.
Well, now
I'm
going to
tell
hear.
You it, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your shelf of stuff.
Yeah.
Trinkets, if you
trinkets,
will.
Trinkets, yeah.
I see the letters in the corner, and I, knowing that you are a Drew fan, almost asked if that stands for Justin Bieber.
No, like actually, like yeah, not
I was
joking.
Like, JB, Justin
this
Bieber.
Is shrine? Yeah. My shrine to Justin Bieber. Okay, for everyone listening, I have two like gold letters. They're the same gold as the like hand behind me. And then it's J and B for Julia and Brie.
It didn't even cross my mind.
Justin Bieber.
I was like, Justin Bieber.
Well, originally I had it the other way, but it was BJ.
That's a shrine I can get behind.
So I was like, I don't know about BJ, so then right. JB. But either way you put it, it seems...
I'm not even being facetious. I literally thought that's what it stood for. My first thought, I was like, oh, she loves Justin Bieber.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Okay, we need to talk about something.
Oh no.
There are people that are bisexual men. Like the men themselves.
You're right, we did need to speak about that.
I just think it's important.
That's such a good point.
In 2024 that I acknowledge.
No more bi erasure of bi men.
Bi men exist.
Yes, that is an important conversation.
It is, but that's not the one I'm going for.
Okay.
There are men, I'm not talking about the men actually being bisexual themselves.
Okay.
They are the types of men that bisexual women like.
Okay.
Okay.
This and is Justin like Bieber
Bo
is
Burnham.
One?
Bo Burnham is an example.
Oh, okay. Depressed.
Yeah. Mental health issues.
Yes.
And also usually not like actually attractive, like on paper. Like usually
I
like,
think Bo Burnham is kind of hot.
Well, I do too, but I have mental health issues.
That's true.
So there's like bisexual coded men.
Okay.
Okay.
You think Justin Bieber is one?
No. Oh,
okay.
And then there are men that are lesbians.
Justin Bieber. 100%.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
There's two very, actually there's three. There's just men
yeah.
that we hate. We don't like.
Disgusting.
There's bisexual coded men.
Yes.
And then there are
lesbian men. Yes.
And I would go so far to say that like most lesbians I think would date Justin Bieber, Axl Rose, or Pete Davidson.
I agree.
Because they are also lesbians.
Yes.
So that's something I wanted to just get out into the world.
No, that was very important.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no.
So also we have Oh, you can't see it. I'm going to have to post a picture.
I was like, do we turn off the lights?
Get all like spooky here. Maybe we'll do a seance episode. We've had Gabers send us some really cool stuff lately, and I'm going to show it on the Instagram. I'm going to do a little post.
In this lighting, I will say I feel very much like that meme of that dog with the blue eyes when it's like someone put brown contacts on her. I'm quaking. Sometimes having blue eyes, I get it. Freaky.
It's too much. It's weird. No, like, look at you. You look good, though.
But obviously. But like, but like, spooky. I get it. Yeah. I don't. I understand why people don't like talking to me face to face sometimes.
If I had blue eyes, you know me.
You would be like.
I would get like surgery so the eyelids were always, even when I was sleeping, I was always ready for the photograph.
I'm so happy you don't.
Oh, if I had blue eyes, oh my God. Literally, I'd be like, hi, nice to meet you. Hi. Like, that would be me at all times.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I think I'd also like, ask people a lot what they thought about my eyes.
For sure.
I'd be one of those like annoying people that's like, I don't know, I don't think I have that great eyes. just to hear it, yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
It would be my entire personality.
It isn't mine, but it might.
It should
maybe
be.
2024 should be.
Because they're so beautiful.
Thank you.
I think you're like wasting. You need to open your eyes wider.
I'm constantly trying to close them more. That was actually one of my resolutions. More shut eye time 2024.
Okay. That's cute. You're leaning too much and we are losing your head.
Oh.
Look how pretty you are. Oh my God. And your skin. Thank you. So yeah, we are now recording at my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
This blue backdrop is to cover a mirror because I also am doing, well, basically my agent is sick of my shit. My acting agent.
Rightfully so.
So true. And she was
who
like,
isn't?
Yeah. She was like, can you get an actual fucking setup for self-tapes?
Yeah.
Like
you're like, girl. Julia holding a sheet behind you isn't helping.
No, Julia just stands behind me.
Wearing a blue hoodie.
So anyways, I got that. And then that way when I can do podcasts and Zooms and stuff, there's not a mirror behind me.
Also, imagine if we, like, no one's seeing the fucking back of my head.
Okay, that is like, that's like Patreon tier, like $100
a only month. That's OnlyFans. We're going to have an OnlyFans. Is this the exact same episode? We just regurgitate the exact same words verbatim, but it's the back of our skulls included.
It's just
included.
From the reverse. Yeah. Reverse.
Yeah.
Julia one time took a picture of the back of me when I was walking.
No.
I know. Sean, I looked at it. I'm not joking you. I was like, I need to walk with my shoulders to a wall at all times.
100%.
Like, I look terrible.
You know what's weird? I was just at a wedding dress shop.
Yeah.
And for our lovely friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she was choosing between two dresses, mm-hmm. potential dresses. And part of it was walking down a runway towards a mirror with like flowers, like an aisle. And the dress lady was like, record her from behind so she can see it from behind. I'd be like, delete that. What do you mean me from behind?
From behind?
That doesn't exist.
Like, yeah, what do you...
What do you mean?
That's so fucking rude.
I know.
Like, I've been like doing my job to like know how to look good from the front.
100%. I'm going to scuttle around rooms just on the walls. Like, catch me in a corner facing outwards.
I'm picturing, you know, when you're like a kid and you walk around the edge of a pool, yeah. You just like, like hold on to the little edge running around. But that's
me
in
at a house
room.
Party.
No, truly.
Sometimes I am jolted awake thinking that like 50% of how people see me is from behind.
Or just like any other angle. Yeah, and like no, directly truly. On. Like truly. Like I feel like I've got the front face down.
The front and the good side.
And then from there, you've lost me.
I need to start like, turning with just my good side. Because the fact that I'm the fact that I'm turning clockwise and that's potentially revealing my bad side to people.
Something you said just reminded me of something.
Okay.
Our friend is getting married on my birthday.
Yes.
Bree's birthday episode 2024.
Is actually Lauren's wedding.
It's actually Lauren's wedding 2024.
Which is funny. That's a good episode.
That is a good episode.
Yeah. Because we can talk about you on her most important day.
Should we live podcast?
We should.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
And I should wear a birthday hat.
Agreed. I will say, in regards to this mm-hmm. wedding, it finally has caught up to me. It has finally caught
What's
up to
caught
me.
Up to you?
That I knew this would happen.
The
I knew
crabs, like, I, yeah, well,
the, Those didn't catch up to me if I was the source.
They've been running along behind you for a while.
They've caught up to everybody else in my life. No, me being so incredibly well-spoken, hot, and popular has caught up to me, and I have been asked to do what I've feared most in the world, and I have been asked to officiate a wedding. And here's the thing. I am on my way to being Katherine Heigl in 27 dresses. And I mean that so incredibly sincerely. I am going to be 27 suits.
You're like three suits away.
Truly. This is like, this is going to be like the fifth time I've been in a wedding party. And like, this is, that's like five of my close friends that have been married.
How many of those times have you had a date with you?
None. Not one.
Oh.
Yeah. So 27 suits.
Okay.
But I've given many a wedding speech and I love a wedding speech. And now it's caught up to me. I've talked too much that people.
You've done it too well.
I've done it too well.
There's something to be said about what's that thing that men do all the time?
Suck.
Yes. Like where they pretend not to know how to do like dishes and stuff. So their wife always does it.
Oh.
There's like a term useless. For it. Yeah. But there's a term. There's like a therapist term that's like basically like purposeful like shittiness.
Okay. You know what's funny? I actually just saw a video on TikTok of this woman that got COVID and her son had to isolate in the top floor of her house.
Okay.
And she's making a video of coming back down to her kitchen a week later and it was a pigsty.
God.
And she said, it smelled like vinegar, which meant that there was food rotting somewhere. And all the comments are, your husband didn't clean the kitchen in the last 7 days. And she responded and was like, he tried, but he just couldn't keep up. And was like, was giving him the out.
Okay, so this is exactly what I'm talking about.
You need to not only divorce this man, you need to kill him.
This is what I'm... That is so true.
Because divorcing would imply that he could maybe do that to somebody else.
You're telling me that a jury wouldn't have her side? If you presented that evidence?
Show the TikTok video.
Roll
show
the tapes. Yeah. Roll
Let's
the
ask the audience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's something men do where they basically like pretend to suck at things for long enough that like their partners just eventually are like, oh, they don't know how to do that. So then they just like give up on it.
Right.
And it's like, it's like a manipulation, like intentional thing. Like any grown person with like three brain cells can figure out how to clean something or whatever.
100%.
But they just don't actually want to learn how to do it. So they just like suck long enough that like people give up on them. An example that I saw someone talk about on TikTok was like gift wrapping.
Mm.
Where like the mom in the household will have to wrap the gifts every year because like he doesn't know how to wrap gifts.
You know,
fold a fucking piece of paper.
You know what else is a perfect example of this, which has been all over TikTok this year for Christmas specifically, that a good majority of like moms and households provide their own stockings.
Oh, God, I know. I saw that. I was like, I was in literally in tears.
I literally felt ill.
There was that one that the wife was like, this year I just didn't do my own stocking. And her husband goes like, oh, where's yours?
And there's ones of the kids that found out that their moms weren't doing, so they did the stockings. We need to, like, anyway, so
this
yeah.
This is the year.
I've done the opposite of that. I've been a competent man, and now it's caught up to me. And
it's
now
something about competence. It's like something incompetence, like purposeful incompetence or something. But yes, exactly. You, unfortunately, are gay.
Yeah. Every day I say that.
So unfortunate. But you are.
Yeah.
Hate to bring it up.
No, it's this is a safe space.
And I feel like because you are gay, you are the type of man that actually tries to do things well.
I know.
For your friends and family. Mm. And that's something you need to lose.
I do.
Because now here you are on my fucking birthday. I have to listen to you speak.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you know, I will say I don't really get that stressed about wedding speeches anymore because I think I'm hilarious.
Yeah.
I think that I can provide heartfelt wrap ups. Mm-hmm. I like to do a little roast, a little humor, and then wrap it up with like trying to make someone cry. I think that's very important.
There's no one there that you're dating that you're worried about impressing.
Exactly.
Nothing to lose.
Totally. But now an officiant, like, I can't be like roasting people at the altar. I can do like maybe a few happy jokes.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
But then I need to wrap it up in like the importance of love.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be single.
And if you fuck it up, it's like, that's their wedding. 100%. It's not like, you know, like after a wedding, like when there's like a speech that's kind of like, that wasn't the best speech. It's like, whatever. It's a moment of the night. But you're actually,
I am the wedding.
You're the fucking wedding. No, you're truly the ceremony.
I'm basically getting married with them.
You're in a throuple.
Yeah. Wow. So it's a lot of pressure. So I need to get all my meanness about them out. Like, I think I need to have a separate roast with them.
Yeah, like during like a bachelorette, you need to like rip them to fucking shreds.
Or just like a dinner. I just say, hey, just guys, I just need to get this out of the way.
Yeah, just phone them.
Yeah.
Just FaceTime.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a few things to get off my chest.
Are you guys free tonight? I just have a few notes about the wedding.
Wouldn't mind bullying you for a couple hours. Just cleansing it off my conscience. You and then it. We'll move forward. Sorry, just creaky creaker.
I thought a train was coming through. So yeah, 2024, we are going to be recording an ins and outs episode. So
next week. We
won't talk about necessarily resolutions in that sense, but do you have any just like general 2024?
I have so many. Okay.
Resolutions?
Yes. Well, I wouldn't say resolutions, but first of all, I was mentioning Sean before we started recording. I accidentally did a sober January.
Yes.
I intended to do 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because I feel like I went to Mexico and then when I came back, it was like the 17th or something. And then it was just like Christmas activities and parties and the holidays. And then it was New Year's. And I'm genuinely serious when I say, I think from like the 5th to like New Year's Eve, I don't think there was a day I didn't drink.
It's actually shocking both of us front-loaded or rear-loaded.
Yeah.
Christmas time with Mexico.
It gets intense.
No, it was...
Because holidays are already, like, for a lot of people, I'm one of them, like, eating and drinking is, like, kind of what surrounds it.
100%.
Like, that's what brings my family together, friends, like, whatever. Like, I'm
also,
big
like, because my family is together, I need to be drinking.
Amen. Yeah. So... That's already usually a thing. That's usually already like 10 days between like work call.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention. And it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey, Gabers. This episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch. And honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Holiday parties and friend holiday parties and family time, etc. And then I added on, like, not over top of it, but, like, same as you. Yes. Like, you did after and I did before a full fucking week in Mexico.
Yeah.
I was like, this is crazy. Like, I'm being honest here. I think from the 5th to the 31st, I don't think there was a day that I didn't at least have a cocktail.
Yeah.
There was not a day.
No, I believe you.
And so I was like, oh my God. Like, I just felt so sluggish. I felt so shitty. I was like, I need like a moment. So I was like, I'll do 2 weeks. And then once you get to 2 weeks, you're like, well, should I just do the whole damn thing?
Yeah.
But something to be said
it
with
it. It also
that,
helps when you get the flu along the way.
I got the flu. Oh my God. I got the flu so bad.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. You don't want a cocktail during the flu.
You don't. Oh my God. I went out to a going away dinner for somebody and it was far away. Okay. It was okay. In Langley. So if you're local, you know that it's like an hour drive. Yeah. I'm at this dinner, okay? It was like a bridesmaid's, like, scene. I went in totally... I would never go if I was even feeling slightly sick.
Absolutely.
I went in 100% fine. Like, actually very excited. Mm-hmm. I drove out there because, again, I wasn't drinking. And I was like, oh, I'll just drive. Like, there's a nice new restaurant. Checking it out. I'm meeting new people. I'm sitting there. I'm having a fantastic time. All of a sudden, I'm sitting there. It's like maybe the last half an hour of the dinner. Everything's wrapping up. I'm like, am I going to shit my pants? Oh my fucking God, you sweats.
100%.
I run to the washroom, shit myself. I come back to the table, okay? I'm sitting there for maybe 5 fucking minutes. And keep in mind, I know 2 people out of 10.
Okay.
Everyone else is a stranger.
Yes.
It's not a safe enough space for me to say, I'm shitting myself.
Please excuse me, I am shitting myself.
I do have to like absolutely shit myself mm-hmm. in this bathroom. So I'm sitting there for 5 minutes, the sweats start coming back. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to get up again and go to the washroom. And, you know, you become, like, hyper-aware of how you're seeming to other people.
Yes.
So I go to the washroom again.
They're like, she's doing cocaine.
She is. I'm sitting there for quite a while because I'm, like, hoping it'll all run through me so I won't have to, like, do a third round.
Right.
I go back to the table. I'm sitting there. And all of a sudden, I start feeling just sick in general. And I was like, oh, my God. And everyone's taking their time, right? Because they're enjoying the evening.
Yes.
I'm like, how do I get out of here? Like, how do I, like, say I've got to go by mm-hmm. out of nowhere? It's, like, 9 p.m.
How far into the dinner was this?
We had just finished eating, but it was like the plates still weren't cleared.
Okay.
Like it was like very much like it looked weird that I was leaving that fast.
Yeah.
It was like, I finished my fucking food and then I'm like, okay, see you, right, bye. Like, see it. Like, I'm like, oh my God, like how do I ask for the bill? Cause no one else had the intention of getting the bill yet. They're yeah. still having ordering drinks and stuff. Also, it's like, I clearly have nowhere to be. It's 9 p.m. on like
a Saturday night. Can't you say that you're feeling sick?
But then it's this new weird thing. Then you feel weird because these people don't know me. I'm like, do they think I'm going to show up? I showed up to the center sick to get them
COVID.
Sick?
Yeah.
Or with like COVID or something. So anyways, I'm just like, forget what I even fucking said. I honestly think I said nothing. I was just like, I need to get, I was like, oh, I've got to get going. Like whatever, get the bill, pay. I go, I drive home.
Did you make it home for the hour?
I made it home. I'm not exaggerating when I say like squeezing my cheeks. Sean just pushed the mic into me so I could really clearly like, say squeezing. You just
what?
I don't know what it just did.
Don't scare me like that.
squeezing my cheeks.
Okay.
Okay. As I am rolling closer.
Yeah.
I start realizing, oh my God, I'm going to barf.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to vomit. I'm in the elevator on the way up in my building.
It's that thing. It has a name with pissing.
The proximity.
Yeah.
Issue.
Yeah.
I'm like,
when your butthole connects to Wi-Fi, that's what it is.
Literally. Yeah. I open the door to my apartment. I run to the bathroom. Okay. I'm shitting myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to vomit. So I have to do the flip. I have to do the flip.
No.
And
you have a garbage?
Sean. I didn't think in my mind.
The fact that you put your face down to the toilet that you...
I did do the flush on okay. rotation, but it was like still flushing as I was vomiting. Like this was not a pretty sight.
So you're just bare ass.
Then I start shitting on the floor. This is so real.
While throwing up?
While throwing up from the
inertia.
The inertia. It's like a physics issue. Like from how strongly I was projectiling, it was coming out the other end.
Right, because you're definitely like squeezing something.
Thank God I had already shit. Because like, thank God, I'm serious. I would have flooded the place. Like, I'm serious. So anyways, I'm home alone at this point. This is like, Julia's not here. She is out with friends. I text her. I'm like,
are you crying?
Oh, yeah, sobbing. Okay, sobbing. Oh my God. I text her, hey, I'm home. I'm feeling sick. She goes, how sick? I said, well, I just shit on the floor. So there's that.
I can't believe you said, I'm feeling sick. Like, it builds up the possibility of like little sore throat.
Sniffle.
I shit and threw up at the same time.
So she goes, oh my God, like, I'll come home. And I'm like, no, have fun. Like, stay out, whatever. Half an hour later, I re-text her. I said, never mind, you need to come home. Because I was shitting and barfing. I need to be in palliative
care.
So that's, I'm serious. It was that extreme. I was like scared. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to like pass out or something. Like, I'm not okay. Anyways, she comes home as I'm in the next bathroom now. I'm in another bathroom. I've ventured to another
Why
bathroom.
Why did you move? Because the shit on the floor?
Well, okay.
I'm so invested in this.
She gets home.
This is, everybody is hearing about this. I love it.
The first bath mat.
Yes.
I've just folded over.
Because it's shit on.
So I ventured into the other bathroom.
Okay.
I'm in the other bathroom.
Did you move the bath mat?
No. The other bathroom, the bath mat is also under my ass. Julia comes home. I'm puking. She comes to like rub my back and I shit on the bath mat. And I literally go, I might have just shat on your foot. That's what I say. I'm crying and I'm still barfing. And then as I begin to barf, I start peeing. This is all so real. And I go, Julia, I'm pissing my pants, but I'm not laughing. Like, I'm crying.
The tears, the piss, the shit, the vomit, you were occupying it was so much.
So
how
anyways,
much liquid can one excrete,
honestly,
simultaneously?
You'd be shocked. You'd be fucking shocked. So then I proceeded to, for the next like I don't know how fucking long, like piss and shit and more. Julia is basically like just like doing the laundry. Like, have you seen the new Wonka movie? Those people stuck in the laundry room? That was Julia. For anyone who asks.
Just the same bath mat over and over again.
The thing that's even more wild is this isn't the first time she's had to do that for me. The first time was like on her birthday, like a year into when I shit myself at the B&E. Yeah. Like when my body
actually like gonna pass out.
When my body gets sick like that, it is just like everything is releasing.
Out.
Everything is releasing. So then, anyways,
flash sale. Everything has to go.
I spent the next 2 days like that. It was
awful. Oh my God. Not in like the way that you're gonna piss and shit yourself though, right? Just from the laughter. Okay.
So how's your 2024 been?
You know what's wild? You texted me I shit myself while throwing up.
Yeah.
And I have never done that. I've actually never, hand to God, never shit myself. I know.
What?
I'm like the chosen one.
You must have really strong anal muscles.
I don't. I really don't. But I've never shit myself, like, fully. I've shit other people.
I do think that there's maybe a part of it that I'm not trying hard enough not to.
It's seeming that way.
Like, it doesn't feel like it when it's happening.
Right.
It feels like it's pushing out from all ends. Like, there's no stopping it. But I'm like, I don't think other people do this.
No. Like, I can't.
Or they maybe just aren't, like, they're a normal person. They don't talk about it.
I can't even understand the feeling of throwing up and shitting at the same time.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So what were we talking about? Goals?
2024. 2024
goals. It would be nice in 2024 if that was the only time that I shit on a bath mat.
Well, that was, wasn't that 2023?
No, that was 2024.
Oh, right, it was.
That was ringing in the new year.
And you rang it in.
I really did.
And rang it out like a wet bath mat.
So that's one thing for sure. Another thing
this is what the people need to hear. Because this is the important updates. They're thinking lazy,
yeah,
losers, didn't record. Meanwhile, Bree is literally piss, shit, throw up, crying.
In the trenches.
Is why you're not getting an episode.
I'm literally shitting on my girlfriend's foot.
Like, so I'm think busy. About that. Next time you think we're disgusting, lazy people, think Bree is probably out there shit, piss, cry, throwing up right now.
Yes. And like, send me money or something.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Yeah. Don't be rude about it.
People need to know this.
That's so true.
Yeah.
One of my things for 2024 is I want to be, okay, I think a lot of this, like you said, we'll talk about next episode with the ins and outs.
Yes.
But my general theme for 2024 is I would like to manifest being an opportunity magnet.
Okay.
I feel like.
Aren't you already?
Okay. So here's the difference. I feel like I have laid the groundwork of hard work of creating doors for myself.
Okay.
Okay.
Door manufacturer.
Exactly.
Yes.
Door manufacturer. I feel like I've been in that industry pumping out doors for years.
Nonstop.
Working my ass off. So much so that like even people are like, oh my God, how do you get to do this cool stuff? It's like, cause I just make it happen. So like the example being with the acting thing, the reason I produce films is at my core I can be literally,
yeah,
right? Because it's like anyone who's out there who's an actor understands that like, it's so hard to get a yes. So you have to create your own shit in order to be able to do what you like.
You have to say yes to yourself. To
exactly. So I've really enjoyed doing that. I've learned a lot from it and I've like fucking busted ass doing it.
Yeah.
But I would like to be invited into opportunities without having to create them.
Right.
So
you'd like to have a door manufactured for you.
Yeah.
And you just have to open it.
I just have to open it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like a big thing that happened kind of after my last film was a lot of
people blocked you.
A lot of people have stopped talking to me. It's actually crazy. A lot of my family members
have exited.
A lot of the people that I either worked with already or just people that consumed the film that are in the film industry, they mean only great things by it, but have reached out to me and been like, oh my gosh, let me know your next thing. Like, I'd love to be a part of it with you.
Right.
And I'm like, I want someone to invite me to be a part of their thing.
Right. Do you say that?
I don't, but that's what I'm going to change.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get better at not having to manufacture every opportunity for myself. And like, I feel like I'm a really big person on including and helping lift other people up with the opportunities that I build.
Yes.
So like when I make a film, obviously there's all these cast and crew that get to like work on it and enjoy the process and be part of it and get excited when the reel sells out or there's all these views and stuff like that. And I'm like, I love that. Like, that's obviously such a huge goal of mine. I'm so enjoying doing that. But I don't want to like back myself into the corner of like being the person that creates that for everyone else.
Right.
Without it being reciprocated of like other people providing me opportunity. Yes. So I think that
you don't want to build the arc for all the animals every time.
Every
sometimes time. You want to be one of two lions.
Exactly.
Trotting like, aboard.
Sometimes I would love to just be an actor on a project or a writer or a director or whatever. Like, I don't want to always have to wear all these hats, being the promoter, the producer, sometimes I am depending on the Patreon episode.
True.
You know, but and so, yeah, and sometimes that feels good because you're like, this is my baby and I created it. And like the control freak in me feels soothed by that. But I'm like, sometimes it would be really nice to like show up to set and do like one job.
Yeah.
Or be a part of something. Or someone sees something in me that they're like, oh, I'd like to bring Brian and maybe even pay me to do something.
Wow.
You know? So I feel like I'm just manifesting that for myself while I continue to work hard. I want to see things. I want to be a magnet for for people coming to me. And I established, it's very interesting because I kind of established that mindset like a week before the new year. And already it's amazing. Things are sliding into my inbox.
Wow.
And I feel like I'm really I'm getting somewhere with it, which feels good. Cause I think that it's a testament that the hard work pays off, but it's also a testament of knowing that I deserve things to show up for me.
Yeah.
It's here's how I'll describe it. I kind of feel like the kid who never gets invited to the birthday party, just hosts a party every weekend to have friends.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right now, in order to be at the party, I have to host it.
Yes.
And I want to be
in family as a pool.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to be invited to other people's birthday parties.
I get that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of my thing for 2024.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And it feels, so far it feels good. I'm feeling excited about it. And I'm excited to see what comes from it. I really want to work on my acting. I'm going to get in more classes. I want to meet more people in the industry and network and just utilize the momentum that I've built last year into doing more cool shit.
Are you doing another movie of your own?
I would like to. I would like to do, I think if I did something on the larger scale again, this time I want to do a web series.
Okay.
Just because I think it would be really fun to try and write something. Everything I do, I want it to be something kind of new. Because when I did my short, I learned about doing a short. When I just did this film with being 45 minutes, I learned about doing that level of a film. So it's if I'm going to invest my own time and money and everything else, I want it to at least be a really awesome learning opportunity for me.
Yeah.
And as a writer, it would be really cool to do something episodic. So I would like to do a web series. And I don't know if that'll be this year, but I've already written it.
Of course you have.
but I've
already written, directed, produced, and filmed it. I just do not know if I will be posting in 2024.
And then I have some ideas for shorts and stuff too.
Yeah.
But I really want this year to be about being invited to the party. Okay. So I think before I dive back into my next creation, I want to focus on auditioning and getting invited into the room.
Love that.
Yeah. How about you?
I don't really have that many resolutions for 2024, in all honesty. I would say my biggest one is protecting my peace.
Oh, love that.
Work wise mostly is gonna be a big one. Friendship wise. Mm-hmm. I've just realized that I think I give people more than they should have sometimes.
Right, yeah.
And I think I'm just done doing that. I think 2024, if you piss me off, I'm just going to leave you.
I fucking love that.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on that same wavelength.
Yeah, it's very much fuck around and find out 2024.
I think, yeah.
That is truly my mantra going into this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that there's something to be said for that. It's not about being super harsh on people. It's more just that as you get older, time is so valuable.
100%.
And to keep trying to make things work that aren't working, or when people don't show up for you in the same way you show up for them, it's okay.
Yeah, I would say this is one of my biggest ins. We'll talk about it next week more in depth. But besides fuck around and find out, FAFO, which is a really, really big, what are those called?
Acronym.
The other acronym for 2024 is ROE, which is return on energy.
Ooh, I love that. Because, that's a good way to put it.
Yes. As we've talked about previously, both you and I are energy matchers.
Yes.
But I now, in terms of relationships, friendships, work, anything, I want to see a return on the energy.
I love that.
If I'm giving you my energy, I want it to be returned. Yes. And if it is not, I will just not do anything for you anymore.
That is so fair, because I think a lot of times when you say I'm protecting my peace and however you want to put it, return on energy, whatever it is, people assume that it's got to be this big dramatic thing. But I think for me, as I've gotten better at it, and even in the last few months, I think I've made some adjustments of just, it's not necessarily in every case about like not being friends with someone anymore,
yeah,
or cutting someone out, or it being this dramatic thing. It's just like acknowledging that you've shown up for a person and actions have shown a certain thing on your end, and then being like, okay, they're not doing that, so I'm going to just adjust.
100%. I feel like at my 30-year-old self, yeah, I've cut most of the fat that, yeah, I needed to friendship-wise, yeah, with the people that are actually just like not,
yeah,
you know, providing me with anything. Mm-hmm. I think I've gotten rid of all of those people at this, yeah, point in time. I think all of my friends are like good friends, mm-hmm, but I think I need to adjust some,
yeah,
some micro transactions within the friendships.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like some friends,
different friends for different things.
And some friends are great at returning the energy like in a various amount, yeah, of ways, and some aren't.
Yeah.
And you just have to know that and adjust accordingly.
And you don't like, yeah, you don't, you know, drive across the world for someone who wouldn't do it for you. Truly. It's just kind of like taking that moment of like, are they showing up for me in the same way I'm showing up for them? And it doesn't have to be like the same way.
No.
But like, do they in their own way?
Exactly.
Show up.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's just not the case.
No.
I actually have something off air to tell you about after this.
Because I feel like I would do anything for my friends.
Yeah.
And now some of those friends I won't do anything for.
Yeah. That's actually a good no. And I think, yeah, that's like, I think that is growth. I think that's maturity. Because, yeah, you're just like, they wouldn't do it for me.
Yeah. But I'm also like, I don't think, once again, I think I've cut all the people that are not doing it in like,
yeah,
a problematic way,
yeah,
but some people just don't have that capacity and, yeah, don't express things that way and, mm-hmm, don't, you know, I don't think necessarily it's in a detrimental way,
yeah,
that I'm saying this to these people, but it's just different people are different, you know.
I love that. Okay, well, I'm very excited for ins and outs next week.
Absolutely.
Wherever you're listening, please we are back, we're in action, god, knock on wood. Wherever you are listening,
I was like, I think that's fake.
Wherever you're listening, make sure to go follow, subscribe. It really helps us out on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. Please follow, please subscribe. Go over to Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. Give us a follow over there. Share us with your friends. We're back, baby.
Oh, that's an easier 2024 resolution. I want to Instagram more.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Go follow at Shonda Lusk. Going to be Instagramming more.
Yeah.
And personally at Brian Williamson. And until next time, we will
see you around the neighborhood. It's nice to have a camera right there.
It is, isn't it? Okay.